So is God the final mechanic that does the last flight check on the Boeing airplane on flight 800 as it prepares to leave the airport and finds the things that no other mechanic has found? Is that God's role in the world today? Is that what God does for every airplane that takes off today? Or is it true that God created humans and saw that they were good and capable of making responsible decisions? Isn't it true that many times, folks, we put more of our faith in other people than we do in God? Isn't that true? And we get on that airplane or in that car trusting that every human has done and will do their jobs. And then if something tragic happens, we often say like that woman with flight 800, I cannot believe that God allows these things to happen. All right, physical illnesses and problems. I believe this is the most difficult, because the kind of illness I'm speaking of is the kind that we get by doing nothing on our own. I'm speaking of a very healthy person who treats their bodies well, who makes good decisions, that's been diagnosed with cancer or some other illness, or a baby that is miscarried or stillborn or born dead or born with physical deformities or mental issues. Why don't the genes go together correctly? When you think about that, it's a miracle that they come together correctly at all. Why, though? Why did this happen to us? How do we answer these whys? Sometimes all we can say is stuff happens. Whenever I was in seminary, one of my professor's sons died in a motorcycle crash, and his seminary professor friend did the funeral. And he used a much more colorful metaphor in that sentence. I have kind of cooled it down to stuff happens. That is not what he said. But that's true, isn't it? Sometimes stuff happens. Of all the times, though, listen to me on this, of all the times that we should be looking in the mirror, of all the times we should be thinking of the decisions that we're making and how it affects our lives, not only now but down the road, how it affects our kids' lives and our grandkids' lives, what I'm talking about right now, these are the times when we shouldn't be doing that. But unfortunately, these are the times when we beat ourselves up. It's my fault that that deformity was in that child. It's my fault that I have this cancer. It's my fault that these things are happening. You see, we ask ourselves, what did I do? What could I have done different? We need to understand that we live in a world where love, folks, is crucified. Since the very first sin, where humanity thought of its own gain instead of its relationship with God, where evil has gained power. We live in a world where love was crucified. We live in a world where our bodies are frail, and when we breathe in air pollution, it affects us from generations of abuse. When the atmosphere that God created for us is destroyed by our big-headedness, we get skin cancer. And the radiation from the sun affects our bodies and our children's bodies and our grandchildren's bodies. When we eat and drink things that are harmful because of generations of humanity's sins to our environments, our bodies and our offspring are affected. You see, folks, this is a fallen world. We have to remember that we live in a world where humanity, of which we are a part, has chosen over and over and over again to rebel against God and chosen to live apart from God. And we live in a world, when we live apart from the one who gives life, death comes upon us.